Was there anybody that you like particularly admired that you think kind of helped you?
In my older, maybe like 18, 19, I had a college English professor that I really admired. In fact, probably, you know, she had herself gone to a lot of places that she taught about, and so consequently she more or less put you on the scene and was just a very influential figure. I went to GSC in Milledgeville, and then also went to some school at LaGrange College, and that's where I met her. She was really quite a lady. Thought a lot of her.
What were you doing during the Vietnam War?
Rearing babies.
When did you get married?
I got married in, let me see, when did I get married? In 1960, right about 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 20 years old and immediately started my family, and it was like an every other year deal. I mean, I had like, you know, the 2, 4, and 6 routine stair steps that I was chasing all over the house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was really...
Was your life really affected by the war, or...
No, it was not.
Not at all.
What
were your feelings on it? I mean, even though you weren't really affected, did you agree with it or disagree or give much thought to it at all?
No, I really disagreed. I think we lost a tremendous amount of soldiers over there that we didn't need to lose. Mm-hmm. And I think it should, from our standpoint, that we should have been pulled out long before we were.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only fight somebody else's battles only to a point.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally cannot see, you know, the military putting our men in a position that they don't have any choice after so many years. I think it went on much too long.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live during that time? Where you living?
Combination between LaGrange and Atlanta.
And did you see much unrest or whatever over the war? Did that affect your life? I mean, was there anything going on in Atlanta or in LaGrange that would protests or anything like that?
No, not on that basis. I would imagine most of it came later on with the concerns and the empathy and the sympathy for the, you know, like the POW wives and all the trauma that they have gone through, and just the nightly reports of all of the men killed in action or captured or this type of thing. The only direct response that I felt was that one of my cousin's husbands was over, and when he came home, he was very emotionally distraught, and between counseling and all the other things, I mean, it took him several years to come to terms with what he went through, and it was mild compared to, because he was not physically injured at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only direct person that I really knew that was physically over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a general opinion that I had.
How'd you meet your husband?
I met my husband at the beach, St. Simon's Island.
Is that good or bad?
I would say it was probably one of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made, but other than that...
How long did you all date before you got married?
Probably about a year.
And did you stay home with your children?
Yes, I did.
Do you think that was a good idea?
Yes, I do. If you can do that, I think it's very good, especially in the first 2 or 3 years. Then, you know, I got a part-time job and graduated into a full-time job. But for the first 6 years of all of their lives, yes, I was there more than playing, you know, mommy, doctor, parkourist, and, you know, the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, church, and all of that. Yes.
Did you, during the 1950s, moving back again, that I know that was like a big economic boom that people were getting, like from the 40s and 50s, people were getting more like things that they didn't have before, like dishwashers and stuff like that. Do you remember anything in particular that you got that was just like, wow, this is neat?
Well, it was really kind of interesting because I can remember my mom wanting a new dishwasher. And she got a new dishwasher, which I thought was fantastic, but she continued her same mode of, well, we'll only use the dishwasher when we have company. With the three of us, it will just be a nightly, you know, everybody taking their turn washing the dishes and drying them. And, you know, I still, as we speak, do not see the logic to that. That's, you know, beside the point.
Did any books or authors have an impact on your life during this time?
Going back to the college prof that I had, that I was so in tune to, and all the poetry and the prose and this type of thing, probably Robert Browning.
Was there anything in particular about him?
Just, he just had a way of mesmerizing your thoughts with his wording and just the different things that he said. It was just very, you know, Keats and Browning were definitely two of my favorites.
Do you think they influenced your thoughts or anything like that in any different way that challenged your original way of thinking or anything like that?
Yes, because it makes you see things in a different light, and when you've got a professor like I did that will sit and tell you that she has, you know, visited his home and can really give you a little in-depth knowledge that you don't normally hear or read about or this type of thing, it just, you seem to be more in tune to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would say so. It kind of goes along with like the saying of, you know, take time to stop and smell the roses. It mm-hmm. just throws you into a different focus and different track.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think so.
How did having children change your thoughts or ideas or anything like that?
Well, it definitely, you know, it's like reality is hitting you between the eyes. And you mature very quickly, hopefully, by becoming more prudent and more patient and try to understand someone else's thoughts and actions and emotions other than yourself. And doing your daily juggling act between personalities and whatnot. Now, being a mom is quite a learning experience, and especially mm-hmm. when you do, like I am molested with growing up with your children.
Mm-hmm. How did, so when did you have your first child?
My first child was born when I was 21.
1961?
Mm-hmm.
And so that would have put him at like 9 when it hit 1970. Did that affect him in any way? Or, I mean, was his attitude or anything influenced by the end of the 60s, early 70s kind of thing? That
no, I really don't think so, because at that age, they're really more in tune to just being kids and doing their own thing and, you know, trying to see what they can do to get the other, you know, sibling in trouble. And, you know.
Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
What was the first election that you voted in, and who did you vote for?
The first election, let me see, that I voted in, it was my freshman year in college, which was really sort of a neat deal because you had to do it by absentee ballot, which made it interesting. I believe it was John F. Kennedy. And here again, you know, I voted Democratic because I had a Democratic father.
How old was your reaction when Kennedy was shot?
Devastating.
Do you remember where you were or anything like that when you found out?
I was in Atlanta. And I think John, my oldest child, I believe was just a tiny baby. And I remember hearing it on the news that he had been shot.
Mm-hmm. How did that affect, I mean, did that really affect you? And, you know,
I think from the violence standpoint, yes, it did. And it really does not have anything to do with, you know, basically what I thought of him politically or his reputation or, you know, the truth or fact, you know, false, you know, aspect of it. Anything. It's just an act of violence, yeah.
What were your feelings on the government during that whole time? It's like, I know now we have kind of a cynical attitude toward the government and kind of an untrusting attitude. What was the attitude then?
I really and truly think that in that era that most people looked on John F. Kennedy the way that people look on Bill Clinton now.
Really?
That they wanted so desperately for there to be some changes in this country that in a lot of respects they had on rose-colored glasses hoping that he would pull it off on. And I really and truly think that the pendulum has definitely swung back around, because I think in this era that everyone thinks of Bill Clinton almost like a savior per se, that give the guy a chance, let him show that he can do it. And I think that John F. Kennedy came at this country with the same vengeance and same fortitude that Bill Clinton was.
Did the fact that he was Catholic have any...
No, it did not, because, and here again, I might be the exception to the rule, you know, because I was reared in the Baptist church, but I was brought up, and even though my parents were staunch Baptist, I have always been brought up with the feeling that everyone has a right to believe in God in their own way, because it all these different roads and channels and expressways home into the same person.
Mm-hmm.
You might have different deviations of how you go about getting to that point. And one of my best friends in college was a Catholic. And that has never been a problem with me. And I think a lot of it stems back to the fact that my parents never made it a problem. There was never any prejudice with that, and which is also very unusual with a Southerner. I do not have innate hate or prejudice toward blacks, but a lot of people do. And one of the reasons for that is that one of my favorite people in the world was a nanny, per se, that I had growing up. And I loved her dearly. And she's the one that taught me to cook, and she was always there for me. And you know, she would scold me just like I was her own, but I was under her feet all the time. And it was a very sad day in my life when she died. And because of my relationship with her, I have never had that just accepted, you live in the South, you're prejudiced toward blacks. So, yeah. So I would definitely consider myself, just with different people that I have associated with and talked with growing up, and the way, you know, a lot of people feel, you know, it's an exception to the rule, because I do not share those feelings.
Did you encounter a lot of people who were prejudiced in the South?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know I've always been raised to just kind of know that, especially during, up until about 70s or 80s, people in the South were still real close-minded and all that. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like the general thought, is that how it really was?
Oh, yeah. No question.
How long did your town that you grew up in stay segregated?
To be quite honest with you, I do not remember the exact date. I would imagine that when it became a mandate that this is no longer going to be the way the program operates.
Did the people in...
It was like they were forced to do it.
Did the people in your town react badly to that, or did it...
No, they just accepted it. I mean, there were never any, rallies or anything like that, no.
Going back to Kennedy, you said that, you know, he was elected to change things. Do you think he did change anything?
Not really.